Welcome to episode 2 of the AIC seasonal video series, Lent AD 2018. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. In episode 1, the focus was on the origin and meaning of Lent and on the two 1928 Book of Common Prayer services for Ash Wednesday, Holy Communion, and the penitential office. Now, in episode 2, the focus is on the collects, epistle, and gospel readings and suggested music for the first 4 Sundays in Lent. In the prayer book tradition, the seasonal collect for Ash Wednesday must be read after the appointed collect for the day in all services until Palm Sunday. The seasonal collect is used in this way to remind worshipers of the theological themes of Lent. Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing that thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all who are penitent, create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of thee, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. The illustration is the high altar at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, England, designed by the renowned architect Christopher Wren in the late 17th century. Another tradition of Lent, which was not mentioned in episode 1, is midweek Lenten meals in the first 5 weeks of Lent, that is, excluding the week of Palm Sunday. In modern times, these midday meals have been shifted to early evening, when it is thought more parishioners have time to attend. There's no specified form for these events, which generally include prayer, scripture readings, fellowship, and contemplation. They are often used as a means of introducing non-Anglicans and non-Christians to church traditions. In some parishes, a musical performance might be included. Now we turn to the collects and the readings for the first 4 Sundays in Lent. The collect for the first Sunday in Lent is one of the original collects written by Archbishop Cranmer for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer. He based this collect on St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. O Lord, who for our sake didst fast 40 days and 40 nights, give us grace to use such abstinence that our flesh being subdued to the Spirit, we may ever obey thy godly motions in righteousness and true holiness to thy honor and glory, who livest and reigneth with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. The illustration is an oil-on-canvas portrait of Archbishop Cranmer, painted from life by court painter Gerlach Flick in 1545 AD from the collection of the National Gallery of Art in London, England. The epistle reading is 2 Corinthians 6, 1-10, which continues the pattern set in Jessima/pre-Lent of emphasizing the Christian virtues using the words of the Apostle Paul, who advises steadfastness or patience, especially in adversity. Here, St. Paul means remembering what is truly important, heavenly rather than secular values. His reference to the day of salvation in verse 2 is from Isaiah 49, verse 8. The closing verse is especially appropriate in today's aggressive war on Christianity. And I quote from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, "Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things." The illustration is an 18th century Russian Orthodox icon of St. Paul from the iconostasis at the Church of the Transfiguration at the Kizhi Monastery in Karelia, Russia. The Gospel reading is Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, St. Matthew's account of the three temptations of Christ in which Satan is called by his personal name. The temptations are each refuted by an Old Testament quotation, turning a stone into bread to satisfy his hunger by Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, worship of Satan by Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, and Satan's distortion of Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12, which are the guardian angel verses, by Deuteronomy 6, verse 16. The illustration is a scene from a larger Russian Orthodox icon of the Three Temptations painted around 1662 AD. Celebration of the first Sunday in Lent would not be the same without the congregation singing George Henry Smitten's 40 Days and 40 Nights. The tune Heinlein is also known under the German name Aus der Tiefe Rufe ich. Another hymn in the St. Chrysostom hymnal is Jesus, Grant Me This I Pray, arranged to Song 13 by Orlando Gibbon. The author is unknown, but the composition dates to before 1714 AD, according to the British publication Hymns Ancient and Modern, the 1861 AD edition. The music track was arranged and recorded in England on a church organ by Richard Irwin and is available for local use at www.hymnswithoutwords.com. And I thank Richard Irwin for granting permission for its use. The collect for the second Sunday in Lent was adapted from the Gregorian Sacramentary for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer. Its themes are reinforced in the epistle reading from the teachings of St. Paul. Almighty God, who sees that we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves, keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The illustration is a stained glass window of St. Gregory the Great at the Cathedral of Cologne, Cologne, Germany, sometimes called the Three Kings Cathedral, made by the Royal Glass Manufactory of Munich in 1846 to 1847 AD. The sacramentary dates to the period to a period long after Gregory's lifetime. The epistle reading for the second Sunday in Lent is 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 through 8, and is another of St. Paul's homilies on virtue, this time urging control of passions or lusts, including fornication and concupiscence, or passion of lust, as it's translated in the NKJV, through self-control. These lusts are called evil thoughts in the collect for Second Sunday in Lent. In early Eastern Church pre-bedtime prayers, these are called ill dreams and dark pleasures. The illustration is again the 18th century Russian Orthodox icon of St. Paul from the iconostasis at the Church of the Transfiguration, Karelia, Russia, at the Kizhi Monastery. The Gospel reading for Second Sunday in Lent is Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28, an account of Jesus' dialogue with a Canaanite woman, who is called a Syrophoenician in Mark 7, verse 26, who had a demon-possessed daughter. Although not a Hebrew, she acknowledges Jesus both by both titles, Lord and Son of David, in verse 22. The dialogue ranges from Jesus' mission to the subject of lost sheep and the status of little dogs and crumbs under the table. Jesus says in verse 24 to her, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of Israel." Her persistence, her understanding of his message, and her faith resulted in the healing of her daughter with the words, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be as you desire it." That's verse 28 in the NKJV text. For a more detailed discussion, listen to the podcast homily for Second Sunday in Lent on the podcast homilies page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The illustration is a marble statue of St. Matthew holding his gospel by Camillo Rosconi, carved between 1711 and 1715 for the Basilica of St. John Lateran in Rome, Italy. Music for the second Sunday in Lent in the St. Chrysostom hymnal includes "Kind Maker of the World," attributed to St. Gregory the Great, and arranged to the easily sung tune "Dies Tuorum Militum," and "O God of Truth, O Lord of Might," a noonday office hymn attributed to St. Ambrose of Milan, and arranged to the familiar and more easily sung long meter tune "Breslau." The collect for the third Sunday in Lent is another adapted from the Gregorian Sacramentary by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer. The, quote, "right hand of thy majesty," unquote, refers to the Hebrew and Nicene Creed understanding of the right hand as the honored position. In Christian tradition, Jesus Christ is interpreted as the right hand of God acting in human affairs. We beseech thee, Almighty God, look upon the hearty desires of thy humble servants and stretch forth the right hand of thy majesty to be our defense against all our enemies, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The illustration is a Christ Pantocrator mosaic at the Hagia Sophia, Constantinople, now Istanbul, Turkey, built in the 6th century under the patronage of Byzantine Emperor Justinian. It was at that time the largest Christian church and the largest dome building in the world. Missing portions that you can see on the illustration are the result of the removal of tiles or their overpainting by Muslims after the fall of Constantinople in 1453 AD. The epistle reading for the third Sunday in Lent is Ephesians 5, verses 1 to 14, in which St. Paul continues, as in previous readings during Lent and also in the Jessima or pre-Lenten season, on the need for the faithful to master their passions, both in the physical and emotional aspects. He refers to sexual impropriety in verses 3 and 5, covetousness also in verses 3 and 5, idolatry in verse 5, and the use of intemperate or coarse language in verse 4. Concluding that, quote, "no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God," unquote. Other themes are light, meaning Christ, versus darkness, meaning the world before his coming, concluding with a quotation from Isaiah 60, verse 1, "Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." The illustration is Andrei Rublev's unfinished icon of St. Paul in the Russian Orthodox style, painted around 1407 AD and now in the Tretyakov Gallery at Moscow, Russia. The gospel reading for the third Sunday in Lent is Luke 11, verses 14 to 28, a narrative of Jesus driving a demon or evil spirit from a mute man. The Jews' criticism of him for using the demonic power of Beelzebub, which the Hebrews roughly translated as Lord of the Flies, and the often misinterpreted exchange between Jesus and a woman in the crowd, in which he replied, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. That's verse 28 in the NKJV text. For an extended discussion of about 15 minutes of these verses, including the Greek words which are the source for them, listen to the podcast homily for Third Sunday in Lent, which is linked from the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The illustration is a stained glass window at St. Peter's Collegiate Church, a 16th century Anglican church at Wolverhampton, England. It is one of a set of four showing the four gospel authors. For the third Sunday in Lent, the St. Chrysostom hymnal suggests the glory of these 40 days, a 6th century Latin hymn attributed to St. Gregory the Great using the words from a 20th century translation. In the St. Chrysostom hymnal, the hymn is set to the long meter tune Spires, with the suggestion that Talus Canon is an easier alternate tune. Another hymn suitable on any Sunday in Lent is Richard Mant's Son of Man, I Cry to Thee, composed in 1828 A.D., and arranged to the tune Dix, and it is included in a series of 35 hymns to the Son, that is hymns number 800 to number 834 in the St. Chrysostom hymnal. The collect for the fourth Sunday in Lent and the last in this series, in this episode, is an adaptation from the Gregorian Sacramentary, again by Archbishop Cranmer, prepared for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer. This short collect clearly points toward the Lenten theme of Jesus' redemptive sacrifice for the salvation of unworthy mankind on Good Friday. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we, who for our evil deeds do worthily deserve to be punished, by the comfort of thy grace may mercifully be relieved, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The illustration is a detail from a stained glass window in Steybrock, Belgium, in the province of Antwerp, showing the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove speaking into St. Gregory's ear as he writes. The epistle for the fourth Sunday in Lent is Galatians 4:24-31, an allegorical comparison of the Old and New Covenants with the bondage of the Old Law symbolized by Hagar and Mount Sinai and the faithful being, quote, children of promise under the Holy Spirit in the New Covenant. The illustration is a 19th century stained glass window by an unnamed artist at an unnamed Anglican church somewhere in the East Anglia region of England in Norfolk County. The gospel reading for the fourth Sunday in Lent is John 6, verses 1 to 14, an account of the feeding of the 5,000. It is the fourth of seven signs that John reports that Jesus did in Galilee. A shortened version, using only verses 5 to 14, is read in the liturgy for Sunday next before Advent. St. John's account provides more detail concerning the location than St. Matthew or St. Mark or St. Luke. Traditionally, it is said to have been Bethsaida, on the northeast side of the Jordan, where it flows into the Sea of Galilee. One of the unique features of St. John's account is the rare speaking roles in the New Testament of the Apostle Philip, who is queried by Jesus in verse 5, and who answers with skepticism in verse 7, using the phrase, not sufficient. And of the Apostle Andrew, brother of Simon Peter, among the first called, who volunteers in verse 9 the information about the two boys with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Andrew, too, is skeptical, saying in verse 9, "But what are they," meaning the loaves and fishes, "among so many?" Eastern church scholars have observed the liturgical form of this account, which parallels the administration of Holy Communion. There is thanksgiving, a phrase used only in St. John's account, a blessing, the use of assistance, and the form of distribution of the elements. The two illustrations for these slides are first an 18th century Orthodox gilt and tempera on panel icon at Vladimir, Russia. That icon is known as the St. John in Silence, owing to St. John's fingers in the sign of the cross over his mouth, and an opaque watercolor over graphite on gray wove paper, Feeding the 5,000 by James T. So, part of his Life of Christ series, painted between 1884 and 1894 A.D., and purchased and introduced into the public domain by the Brooklyn Museum. From the St. Chrysostom hymnal, 2 hymns are suggested for 4th Sunday in Lent. As an opening hymn, "When in the Hour of Utmost Need," written by Paul Eber in 1560 A.D., and based upon an earlier hymn by a different hymn writer, and arranged in the hymnal to the long meter version of "Pur Nobis Nascitur," and as a sequence or a sermon hymn, "Savior, When in Dust to Thee," written by Robert Grant in 1815 A.D. and included in the 1933 Episcopal Hymnal, which is where I found it. It is arranged to the Welsh tune Aberystwyth. Another more easily sung tune is Martin, spelled with a Y, composed in the United States by Simeon B. Marsh in 1834 A.D. Other AIC resources in which the readings and terms used in this episode are available are the Bible Study Series on the Digital Library page, especially Episode 16, based on St. Luke's narrative, includes illustrations of all 3 of the temptations of Christ, that is, the study for the first Sunday in Lent, and episode 39 for the feeding of the 5,000 on the 4th Sunday in Lent. The podcast homilies for all 4 of the first 4 Sundays in Lent, which are accessible using links on the podcast homilies page. And finally, the Virtues entry on pages 234 and 235 of the Layman's Lexicon. These books are accessible using the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the homepage at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net, and more on that in a moment. Thank you for joining me for episode 2. Next time in episode 3, I will discuss the collect, the epistle, gospel readings, and traditional hymns for the 5th Sunday in Lent, commonly known as Passion Sunday, 6th Sunday in Lent, commonly known as Palm Sunday, and Maundy Thursday, also known as Holy Thursday. Episodes of all our video series are available on both our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/c/stjohnc, and be sure to use the HTTPS prefix, and through dedicated pages at our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. At that site, you'll find the Digital Library page, which has links to our unique Christian education video series. These currently include the Lord's Prayer, the Nicene Creed, the 2 series in the Lives of the Saints, and the War on Christianity, which is an ongoing series. our seasonal video series, including the Great O Antiphons, Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve, the 12 Days of Christmas with theme words and music for each of the 12 days from Christmas Day to Epiphany Eve. Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. Jessima, the Sundays in pre-Lent, and this series on Lent. The Bible study page offers links to our two currently available Bible study video series, New Testament Gospels, presented in 44 episodes, and Revelation, an idealist interpretation, presented in 28 episodes with 51 illustrations from the early 11th century illuminated manuscript of Revelation, the Bamberg Apocalypse. The podcast homilies page offers links to our extensive archive of over 600 MP3 podcast homilies, many based on the epistle and gospel readings from the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. The podcast archive page offers links to the podcast versions of all our videos in all three categories, Christian education, seasonal, and Bible study. At the bottom of the homepage, you'll find the virtual bookstore link at the bottom center of the page, which gives access to my Amazon Author Central page, where you can learn about and order both the paperback and, where available, Kindle editions of all our publications. AIC bookstore publications are also available by special order from commercial bookstores. Purchase of these books helps fund this internet ministry, with 100% of all book royalties contributed to the AIC. And finally, the tab Father Ron's Blog, where I post, usually weekly, the latest news and information concerning material about new videos, podcasts, and planned projects for the future. I invite you to subscribe to this page by clicking the Follow Anglican Internet Church tab in the right-hand column on the blog page. Subscribers receive notification from our site host, WordPress.com, of each new posting. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.